Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Yes. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. I know I'm singing it wrong. The
I
edibles
mean, you
hit.
had a saying.
The
You had a
edibles.
saying, come on.
Yes.
Blackbird fly.
Blackbird fly. Yes. But you know what else, though? Jolene.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
This is the body gun. Bitch, the chokehold that Cowboy Carter has had on me, my life this past week has really just been Cowboy Carter, work, repeat, and gym and other things, but really just like that album. And I feel like every time I listen to it, I find something different. Or like my favorite song changes, like it goes from spaghetti to motherfucking Just for Fun to Two Most Wanted, Levi's Jeans, like yeah, so many.
Yaya gained some points in the past couple of days. At first, I was like, huh. Then I'm like, ooh. Then I'm
Hey.
like, hey. That
Yes, and
happened with a couple different songs for me.
I love that it's forcing us, because you know, I'm not a country girl, but then you fail to realize how ingrained country is in all other forms of music, that it's just like you may not listen to country. You may say that you're not, don't listen to the country, but you listen to country. You know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that she really put her stamp up on it. And it's not, like she said, it's not a country album. It's a Beyonce album. And that remix of Texas Hold'em that just came out, bitch.
Let me tell you something.
The
Well,
band.
I'm sorry. Who are you? Who are you?
Who am I this week? Well, welcome to Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne on my
Welcome, y'all.
this week, I am, you know, since we're on a Texas situation, the chicken of the chicken shit game.
Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Rasan the Libra, and I'm really not going to argue with you hoes. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you right now, right here and right now, I'm not going to argue with you bitches. If you don't like Beyonce, I really don't care. That's fine. That's
What's even
fine. Don't talk to me about it. Don't talk to anybody about it because I don't care. Leave me alone. Stay out my face.
You know what? Because I know this is a Housewives podcast, but goddamn, we only got one show to talk about this week, so we're gonna fill it up with some other
Y'all are
shit.
in for foolery, real foolery right now.
And plus, I took an edible, and he took edible, so it's gonna be nice and zesty this week. What kills me is we ever since social media has been around, it wasn't that apparent around the Sasha Fierce album, but I would say more so around self-title is when people really try to be like, I don't like Beyonce, she's overrated. Da, 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 da. And it's just like, okay, girl, like, but
Yeah,
it's a fucking
Sasha
album.
Fierce didn't nobody know nothing about no social media. Okay, people were still saying you put the pound sign on there. Okay.
But like people were like, if you don't like something, how do you know when it comes out? And then you're posting things on Facebook marked safe from Cowboy Carter. Girl, I never said marked safe from Great Gowns, Beautiful Gowns. I never said marked safe from any other artist that is popular. Cause you know what? If I don't fuck with it, I don't think about it.
And you don't need to talk about it, okay?
Well, I talk
Because
about
guess, because
what
get, because get, because let me tell you something, okay? Clifton and I share many things between each other that we don't even like at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of his favorite musical artists I'm not even into at all, okay?
But you don't
And
even bring her up.
I could comment about non-singing hoes on Twitter all day, but for what? What's it going to do? So, and you tell me what you don't like that I like. What am I supposed to do? Stop liking it because you don't like it? I don't care. Okay, you have a great day. You have a great day. Have a blessed day. Okay. Clifton's tired of you bitches talking about the wrestling bitches. Okay. And that's fake. Why you watch it? It's scripted fighting or whatever, wrestling.
Watch Love and Hip Hop and that's scripted fighting.
That ain't scripted. She really threw that drink.
Girl, that shit is produced. You watch How to Get Away with Murder, you watch Scandal, you watch Marvel movies and shit. All that shit is fake. But like, you know, it's so funny because I'm glad you mentioned that too, because this guy on Grindr hit me up and it was a good conversation. And my rule is if I chat with you on Grindr, I'm not meeting you until we do a FaceTime conversation. Cause you ain't finna catch me slipping. And so then, you know, we did a FaceTime conversation off of WhatsApp. Cause you know, I'm also like, do I feel safe giving my number? Or we can do this encrypted WhatsApp with just a screen name. And so I do that. And mind you, already strike one. He looking about 15 years older on the FaceTime than he did in the pictures. And I was like, strike two.
How far would it the distance be if you were to travel?
Oh, he lives in Midtown.
Oh, okay.
But part two is he saw my wrestling stuff on the wall, and then he saw us watch wrestling on TV, and he went on this whole tirade of how he can't stand wrestling. It's fake. It's not a sport. Why do people watch it? Da, 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 da. And you know what I did? I said, Rasan, I said, you have a lot to discuss about something that you don't like.
He had time for that. I thought it was time for booty bucking and having a conversation on Grindr.
No, and the buck stopped there. And then he texted me this earlier this week talking about I assume you probably don't wanna. And mind you, like, I was gonna text him and hit him up. I just got busy. I worked both jobs this week and I had birthday parties and shit and everything. And then Sunday was like my day of just like, I don't even want to look at my phone. I just was hanging out with my friend Will, watching Waiting to Exhale and old black movies and eating and being lazy. He texted me on Monday. Oh, I guess that you don't want to talk to me because I haven't heard from you. Mind you, last time I texted him was Saturday. That was only Monday. One day and you're getting like that one day. And I already didn't like your attitude about wrestling. And he judged me about watching Housewives too. And I was like, no.
First of all, mind your business. Okay. How old did he look?
The profile said 38, but he looked a good 48. And that's given grace because he looked much older than that. I was like, I was like, you have stop using AI and filter pictures from your damn dating profile, god damn it. Shit. Ooh, that's been getting me. That's been like, and it's weird because like the AI, like I used to be able to clock it real well because you can look at the hands, but I guess people are starting to get more creative with it by not because usually it's the hands and their face is like filter like a Disney movie cover. Like, you know how Disney movies they will always like paint the people down on the Disney movie cover.
Oh, yes. Yes. And
that's how I can clock if it's AI, but I guess now they got this new app to where like it's not as polished looking, but like they still kind of like, you know, give you a cute little beat on the face and a little slimming and a little hiding of the crow's feet and stuff like that. And my whole thing is wrinkles and crow's feet and stuff like that does not bother me. What bothers me is deception. Like, if you
I know somebody on Twitter that probably that uses that whatever program down, whatever that filter program is, because I saw one of their other pictures because they also added me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yes, they missed a picture. Okay. Methuselah.
Oh.
Okay. Looking like mayonnaise on the street in July.
Oh. You know, but that's my rant for the week. But what's your tea? What was you gonna go off about?
You is to piggyback off of whoever and whatever you dislike, y'all keep it to yourselves and just dislike it.
Like,
if you find someone else who mutually dislikes it, if you dislike it, I love it. Okay. How about that? Leave me alone.
Like bandwagon jumping on. Oh, I don't like Beyonce. Okay, cool. Do you want a cookie? Do you want attention? Do you want the clicks?
Did you get the girl? Did you get the job?
Did you get the job? Did you get the click? Like, did you get what you wanted? But also, and I'm not a fan of this other lady either. Like, well, I like her music. You know, fuck, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I liked her
old Jaguar, right?
No, girl. Jennifer, J-Lo, because I'm noticing like people are going out of their way to like dog walk that lady. And I'm like, what did she do now that has y'all so mad and like to the point to where like you're obsessed with talking about her ticket sales, talking about all this stuff and everything else? And I'm just like, I don't have the time.
I will never in my life be so I don't check for J-Lo. Beautiful gowns.
A few songs, you know, like, if it was a 2 for $20.
If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you come for me?
You know?
You sound, a cut, okay? Went platinum. In, you should say
I couldn't do it, but I did it. After telling everybody that I wasn't with it, though it brings tears to my eyes, I can feel it, and I know inside I'ma be all right. That was a cut. Fucking Get Right was a cut.
Oh, you know the cut. You know what the cut is. Let me tell you something.
What?
Okay. I can move your scene in the sweetest dreams. And if you cheer together, don't you ever. That brings me back to when I drank Sierra Mist and mixed a little vodka in that, okay?
Which that brings Please. Me back to fucking Say What Karaoke, because they used to sing that shit almost every damn week on Say What Karaoke. Remember that
Say
shit?
What Karaoke.
Yes. Bitch. Like, let's not sit here and act like J-Lo did not have a good 3-4 album.
She got some cuts, and it does not hurt. It actually helps. It definitely helps that she's drop dead gorgeous. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But I'm great. She can't sing. She cannot sing. She cannot sing. Okay,
she's an entertainer. but the lady will entertain.
But I'm not going to waste my time investing in how whack her singing is. Okay,
no, we already know she's not a singer. She knows she's not a singer. Let's move on. Like, what do you like? Because like, there's a couple people.
She and Luann could do a show.
There's a couple people that I follow on Twitter. I love you, Miguel, but god damn, you be like the Mariah J-Lo beef. Like, man, you are keeping that shit just going. And I know I said you by name. I love you, but I said
Mariah ain't thinking about you. I heard about her.
And I'm just like, girl, like, like, it's like, fuck, like, who has the time? And it's just like, it's on and on and on. And I noticed that, circling back to why you can listen to us, I noticed that about certain housewives and a lot of housewives Twitter. Like, there are housewives that I don't like. And once their show is over, once their season is over and the show is done, I don't talk about them. I may only bring them up because they're on the season that I'm currently watching and we create content about these shows. But if it's the off season and they're off vacationing somewhere and doing something stupid or whatever like that, I'm not gonna like go on like a whole 10 tweet rampage about how I can't stand this bitch. Like, I may kiki about how stupid the housewife is for being so damn delusional that she thinks that she has to make a press statement asking fans to not DM her to tell her that her former castmates are allegedly in the same city as her.
Kelly Dodd needs to get some business, first of all.
Girl.
And
gag is, I don't even think they're even going there because somebody on Twitter did the math and they're like, a trip from LAX to London is 11 hours and Tamra posted 17-hour flights. So they might not even be going there, sweetie.
And Kelly probably wasn't even in London. She was probably up in London, Kentucky.
Girl, she's probably the streets of London, which is a pub down the street somewhere in Orange County.
Laguna Beach, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, the housewives, let me tell y'all something, okay? Beverly Hills been off of basically a damn month, and we still talking about how Garcella's trash and Sutton ain't shit. And I'm like, whoa, really?
Okay. I will say this, though. I think it's because, and actually that's a good segue, because I think it's because of the interview that Anna Marie
which was garbage.
And, you know, I gave it a good college try. I really tried, because I was like, you know what? Like, Carlos,
having to look at that horrible wig was trying enough.
But Carlos mentioned a good point. He said, you know, I try to root for everybody black on Housewives. And I do. I legitimately do. But this lady,
She ain't it. She's not it.
Like,
she's...
And it's like, I can see, like, there were some parts of Anna Marie that I was like, okay, maybe if you didn't come in so strong and so trying to like make a moment about Sutton's esophagus, maybe you might have lasted another season. But then when she kept talking, I was like, it's a chop. So what they were talking about was, you know, she talked about how she was adopted and she grew up in a predominantly Asian household. And she didn't really learn how to wrap her hair and stuff until she was about 10 years ago. And, you know, just her journey there, which honestly, I get fascinated when I hear about people's backgrounds and how they get to places. Because, I mean, honestly, isn't that a part of the Housewives package? We want to know your background. Even if we don't fuck with you, we just want to know, how did you get to where you are? Who the fuck you are? Correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that a part of the journey, a part of the package of these shows?
That is the main package. That is what it is. That's what time it is.
So this lady, mind you, comes in midway through the season, which already shows that the girls weren't giving what they were supposed to give. And besides of, you know, introducing us to her family and talking about how she got to where she is and all that stuff, you just go on this rampage about this lady's esophagus for like weeks upon weeks upon weeks. And it's just like, maybe you got your own self fired because you didn't try to show us what you were saying on this podcast. Now, the part that had me almost throw my phone across the room was when it got to the trans athletes part. And I was like, okay, this is the part where I feel like if she answers right, or if she's on the right side of history, I can kind of be like, you know what? We were too hard on you. But when she was like, you know, I believe in trans rights, woo 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 woo, but a trans woman facing a cis woman is not, like, she went on that whole rampage. And I was like, oh God, you shut up, be quiet. Because I have seen trans athletes do the damn thing. And there's no advance that they have or anything like that. These are just people that just want to play the sport that they are passionate about and on an equal playing field. You can't say you believe in equality, but have an asterisk next to it and say, except X, Y, and Z. It don't work like that, baby. And in the whole, like, the Candace Owens thing, I feel like she was trying to, like, sweeten that or soften that up or not reveal that. She was like, oh, well, she was the one talking about this designer. She was the only one. Girl, she was not the only one talking about that advertisement where they had the kids and the teddy bears.
Who's
the
designer? Liz Taylor?
No, the remember it was...
Ian Taylor?
No, it was, I don't know if it was Gucci or Dolce & Gabbana. Forgive me, fashionista girls. I'm not a fashionista. I'm Targetista.
Talbots.
But I don't know shit about this. But there was an advertisement. It was like a spread, like a photo shoot that had teddy bears, but the teddy bears were in Diamond. In fact, you know, we got this wonderful thing in my hand that I can Google it right now. Hold on. Teddy bear dominated. Spread.
You're gonna start getting teddy bear porn on your shit now.
Bro, I hope. Well, I search Balenciaga. There it goes. Balenciaga. I search it in my other browser so I don't get the fucking shit on my fucking Facebook and everything. It was Balenciaga. And I'm just like, no, I've heard many of other blogs and shit talk about those advertisements, because those advertisements were disturbing as fuck, especially to have kids around that shit and, you know, pedophilia and everything like that. But she was trying to use that as an excuse as to why she followed Candace Owens and everything. And I'm just like, girl, you're telling on yourself, because the shit that you...
So she couldn't have just liked the post and kept going?
That part. You know, now there were some things that she did say that kind of had me go, when they got to talking about Crystal, now I kind of believe her on the Crystal thing.
She said that, what did she say about Crystal?
She said first that Crystal was,
she's a different person.
Yeah, it's a different person when she's not filming. And then she said that the reason why she fell out with those 14 girls was she allegedly told those girls, don't do housewives, it's stupid, I'm not going to do it, you shouldn't do it either. But then she did it.
To give her the benefit of the doubt, wouldn't everybody be just like that? Isn't everybody different if they're not on the job or on camera?
Oh yeah, I'm different as fuck when I'm not on the clock, especially my man.
If I were on a reality TV show and I was just myself, I'd be fired instantly, because I would just not talk unless I'm being spoken to. I'm more of an observer than I just sit around and talk to people kind of thing. So I'd get fired. So to Crystal's credit, I'd be a little extra and be like, let me just find my extra burden. Like,
so the part that I was like, okay, I agree with you, Anne-Marie, was when she was, when Crystal basically was, when you know how Crystal was talking about her field of work, forgive me, the edible is hitting, you know, between a nurse and a doctor and the other medical field that she was mixing up with. And, you know, Anne Marie was like, hey, girl, you can't play with my job like that. And then she said that allegedly Crystal was like, oh, girl, it's going to be fine. It's just for TV. That part, I would have been upset with Crystal if I was Anne Marie about that. Because what you're not going to do is my money and fuck with my job. Now, if you did say that you were a doctor, knowing that you're not, then that's on you. But just like how you said, how you don't like conflicts that are not recorded, that was not recorded. So we don't know if she said she was a doctor or not, because I guess this happened at a party that they met before filming. But still, like, it was a chop for me. What did you think about it?
What I think about it is why haven't I seen any interviews with Rashonda or Keisha or Latasha or Latavia or whoever these bitches' names are from Love and Marriage Detroit and Love and Marriage Estonia? Because I don't know any of them heifers. Put some recognition on
Love and
them.
Marriage
Why
Kevin.
are you okay? Love and Marriage Colton, Love and Marriage San Gabriel. Pull it up.
Love
All
and
right.
Marriage Bakersfield.
Okay. Period. Love and Marriage Joshua Tree. Love and Marriage Butte, Montana. You gotta be kidding.
Love and Marriage Stockton.
Where are these bitches at? Okay, because
You
I
stayed
don't Bravo
on Bravo,
give me
bitch.
a
You can't
check.
been on Bravo for over 10 years.
Don't make no sense. I think it was just, I think the entire thing was just a wash. I was gonna listen to it, but I was like, you know what?
Oh,
I
I
don't feel
tried
like it.
for you. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take one for the team, and I'm gonna watch this. What I do, I put it on YouTube, and I put it on the TV, and I was making dinner, and then once it got to the trans and sports part, it just really upset me because I have quite a few trans friends, and I have some trans friends that do play sports actively. So like that shit, especially as a black woman, knowing that you are discriminated based off of who you are, to actively then turn around and discriminate on somebody for who they are. I don't like that shit. And she was
You
saying
got fired. You got fired. You
oh,
got
did you
fired.
catch how she tried to throw Garcelle astray when she said, well, Garcelle agreed with what I said, but everybody, but she didn't wanna admit it. Da, 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 'cause she wants to pander for the fans. They're too busy pandering for the fans.
Okay. That's slick. That's clever, okay? Just throw hoes under the bus. But it's fine. It's fine. Okay. I do not care. You were fired. And Carlos, get better interviews. Get real people that I care about. Listen to Quad read the Bible than listen to 5 minutes of Anne Marie.
Well, Quad would probably read that shit in the most dramatic way. Leviticus.
Okay, so we're gonna go to Thessalonians, child. Okay, praise him. Ooh. Ooh, Jericho, he got it, honey. Child. They scooped that up. Come on, get ooh.
Like, ooh, child, Jesus wept.
On the ark too? Ooh, baby, please. Yes.
So allegedly from Bravos and Cocktails, Wendy is not coming back to Potomac. And Ashley's on her final leg.
I
Which
mean,
obviously.
she's been on the edge of the reunion couches for two or three plus reunions.
Quiet as is kept, I feel like they need to do a Miami, like how Miami got rid of everybody, but like the only three that came back as main was Alexia, Lisa, and Larsa, and then the other OGs were like friends of, but they're still on heavily. I feel like that's what they need to do with Potomac, because like I want to get rid of everybody because, you know, they have history
Yeah.
and stuff like that, though. But I feel like Ashley and Robin will be better off as friends of.
I feel like Ashley would probably get her peach or her champagne flute back before Robin.
Yeah, I know you're a La Robin though, but you
I
know.
am a La, I'm a I'm a La, I'm a La Robin, okay? I am a La Robin down. Do you understand?
Down
I'm
to the
pissed.
half bottles to rock. But
We ain't got we don't have nothing official yet, but
I know. But this reunion, child, let's go one person by person. Start out with your
Right.
favorite Robin. Honey. You
You know, and let me, well, you know, with Robin, what I will say is if you are indeed fired, you know what? Cuss your bootleg ass husband out. He played your ass, okay? He has not shown up for you for nothing. He can't even take the fall for his stupid actions
he
that
hasn't
you're
been
taking
at
all the
the
brunt
reunion in
for.
what, about 4 or 5 seasons?
She's a damn dummy, but I love her. Okay.
Now,
A
Giselle
fool.
was just no, like she's really in her like villain Lisa Rinna era. And I'm not liking it. Like, girl, like,
You are liking it? You're liking it?
don't like it.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm just like, this whole situation between her and Candace, like, in a different universe, if Giselle would have just been like, hey, you know, I fucked up. I shouldn't have said Sleepy Link. I should have just communicated with him up front that I wasn't comfortable in that situation. And I do apologize for saying that because I was fucked up. And I'm sorry for causing grief. And I feel like if Giselle would have just said that and owned her part, then I feel like Candace would have been like, you know what? I'm sorry for tweeting the things I tweeted. I shouldn't have said that shit. You know, it's unfortunate that your kids had to get brought up in this stuff and if like that. I feel like, because both of them are hard-headed as fuck. Ain't nobody right in this situation, in my opinion. Like, y'all are two stubborn bitches holding on to your
They
stuff.
both sound ridiculous.
Huh?
They both sound ridiculous.
And it's like, and did you clock how I feel like Andy was kind of low key, like that little beginning speech that he gave? I felt like he was low key trying to tell them, like, all right, bitches, like, I'm not happy. Step it up, work it out, build these bridges because we need to get this shit together.
When you said that, Giselle's in her villain mode. She came in hot because when she walked out to the couches, and she said she was trying to get to the corner of the sofa, and she said, "Who's sitting there?" And he's like, "Oh, that's Karen."
I think the seating arrangement got her a little hot.
She that warmed her up a bit. She's like, "Oh, really? Huh?" But I would expect I would expect I would. I would think she was a fool if she weren't to re react to her seat being dropped down for the first time in years,
Well,
ever.
she did shit.
Okay. And Kyle should have been in the back many a times, but that's a different story. She didn't do a damn thing this season except
Like
be a bitch and be
it's
lazy.
unfortunate that you lost your father. You know that's horrible. I wouldn't wish not anybody.
That's not a storyline.
But that's not a storyline. But like you, her and Robin, and I'm so glad that Candace and Karen kept 10 toes down on this is the fact that both her and Robin will want everybody to be honest, open, truthful, transparent, but they don't want to be. Or they will behind a paywall.
And that's bullshit, because I'll be damned if I'm paying.
I ain't paying for that shit.
Okay. Paying for nothing, nothing.
Talk about the text messages with the girl and the the DMs with the girl, and then the and then like the Canada girl and the laundromat girl. I just find it so funny because that's when Robin started to deflect on Candace and was like, "Oh, what about your husband's limp dick?" But then the girl, it's like, why would you even bring that up when the girl that accused them of those things said that it wasn't true?
She just wanted to have something to say, something else to say. So other people can Google it and the other people can tweet Candace or message her, DM her. Some stupid shit.
We ain't stupid. I also noticed that Robin does that a lot. Robin has a habit of either shutting down or deflecting by yelling when things are not going in her favor.
Did Robin gain some weight?
I think she looks the same. I don't really be trying to do the girls like that though.
Not in a bad way, but it looked like her face looked fuller. She looked a bit thicker. I love thickness, but like she, yeah, got a little.
Think she got some fillers or something, or
she went to a hometown buffet.
No, she looked the same to me.
She looks the same, just
yeah,
a little bit thicker than her usual thick.
Well, she is a beautiful woman, but God, that attitude is just fucking A, girl. And I feel like looking at Andy, and you know, Andy has his frustrated moments, but like on reunions. But this was like a different kind of frustrated with him. Like, it was a frustrated moment that I wasn't annoyed by as a viewer. I was kind of agreeing with as a viewer. And that's very rare because, you know, I don't really fuck with Andy like that. But I was like, no, but Andy, like, let these girls know that this season was not good. Let them know. And I don't think I've ever heard him say that to any cast.
It is the first time he called cast out. Okay. Which, how do I feel about that? He's absolutely correct. They dropped the ball in what could have been an entertaining season. But, I really take everything Andrew says with a grain of salt because he's always like everything else. Okay. New York City is gonna be epic. This is the most brilliant bombshell of a show you ever seen. Okay, and it was young bitches at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody could do that. So yes, but I. They needed to be told about their performance over this season.
Yeah, because it wasn't giving.
Because when nobody is participating, it really isn't a show.
Nope. And that's when you gotta cast some bitches off the boat or something. Now I will say the MVP so far of this reunion, Mia. Like, how you got your husband and your side piece peeking with each other on your FaceTime? That is some motherfucking player shit right there.
Because Gordon likes the dick.
I think Gordon really is a cuck. You know what that is? You know what that is?
No.
So a cuck is someone that likes to watch their spouse get fucked by somebody else.
Oh, I think you said a cook.
No, cuck. Okay. U-C-K.
C-U-C-K. Okay, yes.
Yeah, I think that's his fetish. I think he likes that because also, too, he is a man of a particular age, and he said, you know, after the prostate cancer, some things weren't working. And, you know, Mia kind of gives me, she likes to bounce on the shit, bounce, bounce, bounce on the shit, bounce, bounce. But, and, you know, if it ain't working down there, then she gonna go around somebody that do got it working. But I think the part that Mia fucked up on was not following Gordon's boundaries and having that man around the kids. But do you think that that man is her son's father?
Well, real quick, okay. Mia's not gonna river dance. Mia's not gonna bounce on that shit because it's gonna pop. Okay, she's more of a two hands to heaven. You know, just slow grind.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
If she bounce on that shit, bounce, she gonna be in that hospital bouncing. Okay. You said what about the son?
Do you think that the radio personality is the son's father?
Wouldn't that be an amazing storyline for her next season?
Well,
if he is?
A part of me thinks, because like, remember on the on the preview for the next week, Gordon says something and you hear someone say, "I'm so sorry, Mia." And Gordon was like, "This is for all the fans, da 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 da." I don't know if I don't know if Gordon is gonna say the divorce is finalized, or if he's gonna say, "We did a DNA test, and I'm not Jeremiah's father, and neither is the DJ." Now that would be some fucking mess. And knowing Mia's ass, if that is true, she will take us on that journey next season.
And knowing Bravo, they like to tease something and it's trash. Okay. Watch him say, "And you know what? Y'all have been suspecting it. We had to close down our massage envy up in Charlottesville." That's going to be the news. I'm gonna be like, really? Y'all wasting my time.
And honestly, knowing Bravo, it's probably that.
Okay, cause I don't trust them because they be doing the Lord's work with them previews.
Girl, she didn't really say much this episode. I think she's gonna be more next week.
She hinted on. I sent you that little thing on Instagram. Queens Bravo.
When she was at the gay club talking to that guy and said, "I'll be back."
Yes. Okay. She drunk and talking about, "Oh yeah, I'll be back." Okay, that could be. Okay, Charisse is back too, but she ain't doing nothing but her crooked ass wig in the corner with a broken foot. Like speaking of broken feet. Oh, did I tell you? I told you this last week, right?
What?
That I can walk now?
Yes, you said that last week. Stand up and walk. Let me see you walk. Oh, walk.
You want to see?
Walk.
Let me stand
walk,
up and walk. Ooh. Yes.
Ooh, she walking. Okay.
Okay. Yes. It's a little bit slower, but you know, I'm doing it.
Well, look at that. So we will be pussy popping this summer then.
Will, okay. Yeah, they ain't ready. what's crazy is that this time, you know, kind of being up in the house and not really going anywhere, it's made me, well, and not walking, made me miss shit that I've never missed, like the club. And I'm like, I know I should not be missing the club. That's ridiculous. But I kind of do. And then Cowboy Carter was like, "Huh, if I heard this at the club. So, yeah.
Bitch, I'm gonna slide in Riverdance into my set on Saturday. And then the Texas Hold'em remix. So I was like, okay, that remix is perfect for the club.
Mm-hmm. They ain't ready.
The back.
And who also ain't ready before we get back to the show? Who also ain't ready? Thank you for this blessing, Beyonce. But it's okay to do a tour next year. It is okay.
Yes. Let the other girls, let Nicki Minaj and everybody have their fun touring this summer. You know,
let my accounts thaw, sit still for a second.
I just paid off a credit card and I'm like, I really don't feel like swiping that shit again. Let her rest. Let her rest. Please let her rest. So I was like, ugh, I don't want to swipe this shit. I don't want to swipe.
I'm just like, good. This bitch is trying to kill me. She's trying to kill me. These motherfuckers trying to kill me.
And you know what? That psycho bitch, that psycho horse lady, two tours, and not near one video.
Not a single. That little 30-second clip or preview that came out a year ago, a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
She's a damn lie. She's truly an evil person, and I love her. Okay? Evil. Brilliant.
Speaking of evil, you know who else is evil? The way how Giselle was laughing at Candace when Candace was trying to...
Tears. Tears, together. Not tears.
And I was like, oh. Giselle.
At the same time, it was over-dramatized, okay? I don't have any tissue. There's a tissue. Really, all that? If you're gonna get emotional, just let it happen. Don't have to do all that.
I love Candace down, but the moment she brought them poster boards out, I was like, "Oh, girl." I was like, well, "Not this."
She got those from Wendy. She got it from Wendy. Okay. Oh,
definitely.
Gonna eat my salad. Gonna eat my salad. You gonna eat my salad? Eat my salad. Gonna eat my salad. You gonna eat my salad?
You make me feel good.
Make you feel good.
So, since there wasn't that much to talk about on the shows this week, it's the only part of the reunion. There ain't no other shows.
What I will say is, you know, with Karen, what I truly hate is that she does so well being kind of the mediator of the girls and like the main, I mean, the matriarch obviously is the eldest, but she's a screw up outside. Okay.
Girl, that DUI.
A whole drunk. Okay, girl, and then putting out a stupid ass statement. You
know, damn well, that is going to be Giselle's storyline next season.
And Giselle better go hard with it. She better go hard with it, okay? She better go on down to the Bethesda DMV and pull up all the records. Okay? Pull up all the DUI classes Karen's done missed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the doozy.
Did NECA even talk?
Two words, but she sure did talk a lot on 2Ts. Did you listen to her on 2Ts?
I did, and what I don't appreciate is that she gained a couple points on 2Ts because yeah. She seemed more likable on there.
Honestly, you know what? Like, I'm glad you said that because I was scared to say it. I was like, I don't want you to give me that look. Or think I'm just.
I don't give looks. I do not give looks. Do I give looks?
No. I think I'm more of a give a look person. You're more of a just like, you're shady. You're shady verbally. I'm shady non-verbally.
Well, I'm definitely gonna say it. You're definitely gonna hear something.
But like, I was listening and I was like, you know, she doesn't seem that bad. And I was like, maybe just because she came onto a show that was already established.
It's that, and she came into a stupid storyline. Ashley screwed her ass.
Ashley fucked her up. I will say this though, and somebody on another Bravo group said this. Somebody said, I feel like Wendy and NECA both would have been better on Married to Medicine or some type of Married to Medicine spinoff.
NECA's husband is a medical something, right?
Yes, he is.
And what does Eddie do? He does the weed business and something else.
But Phaedra ain't no damn doctor.
She's a Reiki
girl. Bye.
Healer. And I really hope on this next episode or the one after that, both of them get into Ashley's ass for even having them in this storyline that really soured the majority of the season.
Because I will say this. I don't want to hear about that fucking shrine anymore. I don't want to hear about the Uso or Osu or any of that shit. I don't know.
I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear anymore because I'm going to have to go to another scene of Wendy at home by that piano and Mama Shaka Zulu with a wine glass and the straw just sitting there. Okay, I don't have time for that. Okay? I'm not in the mood. Okay, because all she's going to say is, I don't know Nika. Okay, she talk about this shrine. When you don't have good family, you don't have good roots. Give us free. I don't have time, okay? When I tell you I'm going straight to hell, y'all.
I'm gonna say, because that shit has me weak.
I'm very much uninterested, okay?
But I will say this though, like, they could have been a force. If they were on the same page and on the same team and good, I feel like they would have been a key to watch.
That'd be amazing.
You know, but this whole, like, your husband was on my husband's Facebook and then he deleted him and all this stuff, and they don't want me on the show because she wanted to be the only Nigerian. I'm just like, I mean, I can't speak for Nigerians because I'm not Nigerian, but I just from being a minority in general, if I see another minority in the same room that I'm in the same space, trying to do the same thing, I'm going to gravitate towards them, and I'm going to try to, you know, make sure we got each other.
And you absolutely do that. Y'all, last time I was in Sacramento, we were at the bar, and Clifton saw another Black person. He went up to them. He said,
what did I say? Hold on. Text me, because I can't hear what you're saying. You're a mess. What did I say? If you can't say it in front of the class, don't say it.
Did you hear what I said?
What did I allegedly say? Did I say something inappropriate, or are you putting words in my mouth? I think you're putting words in my mouth.
You said, Chumbo.
Shut up! I know I'm high because I'm really thinking, like, did I say something wrong? Did I? No, I know I don't. You know I didn't say nothing wrong. But like,
that's bar twirling, okay?
When I'm in gay
clubs, on the floor.
And especially like, because I know gay clubs are very predominantly white spaces a lot of times. And especially from working in gay clubs for so long, whenever I see other Black people in gay spaces having fun, I always at least gonna give like the nod, the dap, or the hey girl, or like, you know, a compliment or just something, because I just want y'all, especially me working there and creating the vibes, I want them to know I see you and I got you. That's my thing, especially in the gay clubs.
How do you talk? How do you talk at work?
At
DJ Cliff, y'all motherfuckers, gay.
Not really, like When I get on the, I don't just see, there are some DJs, I think it's more of a straight club thing or more like a black club thing, but I can't stand DJs that talk every other damn song on the microphone. I only talk.
I can't stand that, and I can't stand stopping the song so you can talk.
Unless I'm bringing a drag queen out or something like that, there's no reason to do that. But like the only time I talk on the microphone is to say last call and to tell everybody we're closed. And like I don't even do birthday shout outs no more.
Have you played Tracy instead of announcing it?
Have I played? Oh no, no, that, no, girl, no. And I love Tracy. May she rest in peace. I love Tracy Braxton down, but girl, if I played that at Badlands, that whole dance floor would look at me like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
That's how they should know. Get you.
They should know.
Finish up the Jägermeister and go ahead and leave. Okay.
I'll play Mariah Carey. Get the fuck out.
Uber pool is right there. Your Uber pool is 2 minutes away.
I'll play Mariah Carey. Get the fuck out, or JoJo, leave, get out.
How about you?
Or like usually my last song is usually like Aaliyah, Rock the Boat. Last week I played Texas Hold'em. That was my last song. And I went from Party in the USA to that. And I was like, okay, that was a cute little segue to that. But yeah, no, I always want to, like, I always try to make sure that Black patrons feel seen, because I know I've been in gay spaces where I did not feel seen, I did not feel wanted. So that's what I always try to do, especially with Black people or any people of color, really. But so that's why I circle back. That's why I feel like NECA and Wendy, y'all could have really been the Nigerian sisters. Like, y'all could have been like, you know, I fucks with her because we have the same background, and it would have been lit. But no, y'all want to have the stupid ass fight. So hopefully. And I hate to say this, but if I had to choose,
Wendy's hella damn stubborn. They're both stubborn, but Wendy's doing the most. Like, she's stubborn
as fuck. Because honestly, I feel like if Wendy would have been like,
hard headed,
I feel like if Wendy would have been like, "You want to squash this shit?" Nekka would have been like, "Hell yeah, girl, let's get a drink."
I mean, Nekka did have that lunch, and try to.
She did.
I'll give her that.
That was the day that Wendy pissed me off, because I was like, "Girl, you could have nipped this in the bud, but you want to keep going on with this shit. And for what? What is the reason?" And that's why your ass wasn't at the Nicki Minaj concert with the rest of the girls. And on Nicki's Instagram Live, I was like, oh, Nicki didn't do that for Teresa and them. She took a picture.
Teresa don't know them damn words.
Yeah, well,
high heels on the tippy. What's a tippy?
Her daughters probably know that, but
the daughters, so they know, trust.
But like she was on
Instagram. G be saying it.
Shut up.
G be saying it. Okay.
But they were on Instagram Live, and it was fun. But I also noticed it felt like NECA was really trying to get some words in that Instagram Live.
Shut up, Cliff.
But you know, NECA, like, I'm not gonna hold you. Like, you came in on something that was already established. I just hope that if you do come back next season, let's move on from this shit. And Wendy, please, for the love of God, loosen up. Please. Mia, don't ever change. Keep staying iconic, because you, my dear, you are earning your spot.
A gem.
And honestly,
a star.
It's low key. I know I'm probably going to get a look. I'm probably going to get some shade for that, though. But Giselle, you better watch out, because Mia's going to take your spot as the face of the city.
She's that girl, okay? She's that girl. She going to hold the main crab, lobster, whatever.
Not crab. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if it was, if they were holding the crabs?
I also will say this, okay? This overall fiscal season was really horrible for new Black cast members in Bravo.
Girl.
Phaedra was a flop. Okay.
Marie.
Doctor, other, what's the other doctor's name is? With the horrible husband.
Alicia.
What's her name? Alicia, terrible. Anne-Marie, trash. Okay.
NECA,
I mean, you're not as bad as I thought initially, but I'm still not checking for you.
Wait, but I love Uba.
Okay. Then we also have Psy.
You take the good, you take the bad.
And you also have a horny bitch who can't even get a good hairdresser.
Damn, they really do got three Black women on that show. I forgot.
One of them has to look white so they can get the quota right.
Girl, I guess. I call her Mandy Moore is tethered.
Because Monique Moore?
Bran really do like Mandy Moore down. But Bran is a beautiful girl. But honestly, I still say, I feel like Bran would have been better fit on like one of them summer spring houses or Southern Hospitality or Vanderpump Rules. Like, she just has that vibe to her. Not a housewife's vibe. She has
a Paula Patton vibe. She has a Paula Patton vibe to me because she always has her mouth open. You know what I mean? She's one of those people who says something and she's like, can you believe that? And still has her mouth open like that.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. But honestly, is it bad that I'm kind of like, okay, let's get down with Potomac? I would say the reunion is much better than the season, which thank God the reunion is actually...
This reunion was enjoyable, especially good. On the Peacock.
Oh, yeah, I just watched it uncensored. Fuck Giselle.
And Candace said that in the first one with bass, and she's like, fuck you. Okay, she with bass. Okay, she was and not playing.
When they play the show clips uncensored, and I'm just like, oh, the show just... It just flows so much better with the fucks. Fuck Juan.
It does. Okay. They might as well just go ahead and FTK the world. Fuck them kids, FTK. And just let all language be on all TV at all times of day.
Well, in the UK and Australia and other countries, they could cut like that all day, every day on TV.
This country is trash.
So I'm cussing, but you know, don't even get me started on this country. In the words of Beyonce, America has a problem. I'm going to talk about one last thing, and then we're going to let the girls go. I fell into a rabbit hole about the Housewives of D.C.
Okay.
And they're talking about, like, you know, when you look back at the Housewives of D.C., it was very different from all franchises, even franchises today. Because they were the first interracial cast outside of Atlanta. But Atlanta was predominantly Black and one white lady, but DC had a Black lady, had an Australian lady, had old lady, young lady. Like, DC really gave you like a good mix.
Not you, no.
That's Linda. But like, they were talking about how the dynamics and how they were talking about politics and, you know, some people were conservative, some people were not, and in the messy arguments that led to that, and how tight-knit they were to politics. They said, could you imagine Housewives of D.C. during 2016?
Ooh, that would have been hot.
Or okay.
And then Salah, he's at the That orange thing's inauguration.
Well, the gag is she broke up with him and got with the singer from some rock group. Let me look. I think it was Van Halen or one of them rock groups.
Van Halen.
Yeah. Stacy left her husband 2 years after. And then
so Stacy got like a wave or something.
I don't know, because she still follows me on Twitter, but she hasn't tweeted since like 2010 or 11.
Because she got that. She has that mama's family hairdo.
Actually, she was the first housewife to follow me.
Really?
Yes, she was the first one. But. Linda was a little bit messy, but Kat, her mouth. I feel like Linda and Kat would have gotten to some very peculiar arguments later on. I don't think Mikaeli Salehe would have lasted. But then it's like this channel that I was watching on YouTube, it said, if DC still existed, do you think Potomac would have even happened? Or do you think any of the Potomac ladies would have been on DC? And do you think they still would have been the same?
They would have. It definitely would not be the same. And the Potomac women and the DC women would not blend.
I feel like, mind you, this is a different time. And this was back when all the Housewives shows were trying to be, you know, bougie and stuck up. Now, Ratchet is on all shows now. I feel like Karen and Giselle, and I feel like Karen and Giselle definitely would have fit well on DC. And I also feel like Candace.
Wendy.
Oh, yes, but I don't know about her. But I feel like Candace and Ashley, yeah, because, you know, Candace actually worked for Obama. And then both her and Ashley were pageant girls. And a way they would, and I just put it together now, the way they could have brought them in was Miss Linda was doing the modeling and all that stuff. So they could have been some of Miss Linda's models. Boom. There you go.
Boom.
And honestly, Karen is the ground down. Karen would have been on there. Karen is made for TV. And when you're the messy bitch, Giselle would have been perfectly fine up in there. And Karen or Giselle would have clashed with Stacey. I know that. And that would have been good because they need somebody to wake her ass up.
Absolutely.
I just the possibilities are endless, and it just sucked that, you know, that show got the chop. But then again, you know, when you start messing with the White House, that's, you got a problem. So,
I mean, the Salahi screwed them.
Oh, they did.
That's
because that was a mess. Because I remember, like, they were talking about wanting to cancel Housewives completely. Like, they were pissed. People were pissed because they thought that Bravo put them up to it. And it was actually, no. And Bravo didn't even know because they thought that they had the tickets, but they didn't. And it was the order that narked on them. That
My name is on the list. Nene's isn't.
Yeah, but that, like, someone needs to do a YouTube channel of, I would like to see, like, a YouTube series or maybe a Peacock series of Bravo celebrities who, you know, either got released, let go, or quit, and give us, like, a good 30 minutes of, like, what are they up to now? What are they doing? Would they want to come back? You know? And if I'll be messy, have the fans vote who can come back. Nah, but
do you want Charisse back full time?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Are you being sarcastic?
I'm not playing.
Plus Sheree's back.
Do I want I don't have let me in general, in the Housewives dynasty, 85% of the housewives I don't have a problem with. The majority, and also in that 85%, I probably don't like them, but I don't have a problem with them.
A problem with she's just kind of like meh to me.
I don't have a problem with Sharice. I don't find anything that she ever did groundbreaking or worthy of her to be full time. But if she decided to step it up and, you know, be extra messy, start dating, start hoeing, do something.
That is this Karen DUI storyline. She just might get promoted because they're going to need, because if you get rid of Robin, Giselle's going to need somebody to gang up on Karen with. And it's going to be.
And also, after DUI, all you drunk ass bitches, I'm going to need you to calm it down, because I feel like every housewife is getting a DUI and all of a sudden I'm going to be sober now and it's going to be just boring as hell. Because the sober journey is not entertaining.
Candy was entertaining and she was sober.
I'm talking about people that used to drink and now not drinking.
Oh. Well, I can't really say that because, you know,
I know Shannon's going to have a horrible season.
A lot of people who don't drink needed to not drink. And a lot of these people, granted, yes, they're entertaining and whatnot, though, but like, if your life is spiraling because of alcohol, that's not really entertaining for me to watch. I would rather you just bow out gracefully and get your shit together. So let me rephrase this. I want responsible drinkers on the shows. Like, you can get
so drunk. Who's gonna be in the cast then?
Okay, let me. I'm explaining my phrase of responsible.
Because this would be zero responsible.
I want responsibly messy drinkers. Like, you could get messy, but don't get behind no fucking wheel. Don't put people's lives in danger or yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Because ain't no reason for you to be making all this money, have access to all these things, and still get behind the wheel of a fucking vehicle while intoxicated. Bitch, are you dumb?
And even more dumb to put out a statement like that saying, you know, it's Mother's Day coming up.
Girl, it's not even a month. It's more than a month away, honey. Ooh, that. Girl, and honestly, and I love her down, but I
hope Raven cussed you out, Karen.
Not just Raven.
I
love you, kind of want Giselle to come for you, because that, like, honey, there's no excuse. None.
Robin's going to come back with her half bottle of Ciroc just to talk about that DUI. Ooh. Just to talk about that. She said, oh, put the camera on. Somebody's gonna have me in the scene. Turn your phone on. Now,
last thing before we go, so now allegedly Simon is threatening to take Portia to court and have the producers provide them with all the footage, and she can't film in the house, and he doesn't want her to go on Housewives. And I'm like, so you don't want her to have money?
What's his last name?
Shut up, I can't say it.
I love when you say it. I just want to hear you say it.
Gubadia.
All right.
But did you see them pictures of Easter with Portia and Dennis? And I was like, y'all looking like y'all about to try to get that thing back again.
Oh, she about to be down. Put some sauerkraut down upon that bitch on that hot dog.
Yeah, there. Okay. It was giving
relish, very,
like, because
spicy mustard.
When I look at pictures of Phaedra and Apollo, they look very done with each other. They're done. But when I see pictures of Dennis and Portia, I'm like, y'all looking a little, you know. Well, on that note, we'll be back next week to talk about this housewife. But we want y'all to tweet us some questions. It could be housewives or personal. But yeah, tweet us and we just may answer them next week's episode. All
That's right.
Next week. Bye.
Goodbye.